this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. I always love catching. It's been a little while, my man, but catching up with Ken Yamada of No Limit Collectibles. No Limit Collectibles moved into Greeley fairly recently, near the Cables area. There's a Subway, there's Cables, across the street there's a bowling alley. Man, you could have a blast in that area. Ken, my man, good to see you, my friend.
Hey, good to see you too.
I had to bug you a little bit. I gave you some cards to look at today. I was like, well, while you're waiting, what do you think? Are those cards I gave you worth $1 million?
Unfortunately, not $1 million.
Dang it.
But it does worth a little bit of money,
hey,
though.
Hey, you know what? Something's better than nothing, the way
hey,
I look at
right.
it.
That's right.
So at No Limit Collectibles, obviously you guys buy, sell, trade sports cards. I know our man Jade's back there is a big-time collector, and he's out on the scene quite a bit. But, you know, sports memorabilia, Pokemon, you guys just continue to rock and roll. You're going to shows all over the country. So you're getting some of the best finds to bring back to Greeley, Colorado.
That's right. I was just in Texas last week for 5 days. I got stuck there due to the weather, so I couldn't fly back. But it was a really good show out in Dallas, Texas. And there's a show in Chicago this week, which I'm still not sure if I'm going to go to that one. But there's a huge show coming up next weekend in Las Vegas, and I'll be there for probably about 5 days.
Man, are you getting exhausted yet? Because every time I see your post, you're at a show. You're constantly on the move, man.
I am. It is exhausting for sure, but got to keep grinding.
Yeah, I love what you guys do. And again, No Limit Collectibles. Here's something cool we want to talk about, too. I really wanted to bring you in to talk about this. Trade night. You got the next one coming up on March 19th, so that's Saturday. And yep. Talk to us a little bit about this. This is for collectors, traders, where they can all kind of come in, get together, and look at each other's stuff.
Exactly. It starts off at 5 o'clock this Saturday. And, yeah, anybody that's in the hobby, they could bring all their sports cards, their Pokemon cards, any cards, really, and even sports memorabilia, and they could set up inside my shop, and they can sell them, they could trade it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there are a few options, so, and we'll provide with free drinks and free food, so everybody's welcome, it's free entry.
I saw free pizza and drinks, man, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Hey, that's right.
Well, I think it's cool, too, because you get morons like me, they're like, Ken, you're a genius, look at my stuff, and you're like, dude, go to the trade night, set your stuff up, and if somebody wants it, they're going to come get it. And, I mean, that's a neat opportunity that I don't think you see all over the place.
Yeah, it used to happen a lot back in maybe like 15 years ago. But a lot of car shop actually went under. But now, actually, the hobby's getting stronger. So the car shops are actually popping up, you know, a few of them per year. But yeah, the trade night is a great way for you to bring your cards. Or if you have any questions, there's a few, you know, guys that's very knowledgeable in this hobby that can help you guys out.
That's really cool. Another opportunity, again, to get out to No Limit Collectibles. You can always stop by and see what you guys got rocking and rolling. Like you said, you're bringing in new stuff all the time. What are some of the hot market items right now as far as players go? I mean, I know we're into March Madness. NBA playoffs are right around the corner. You hear Tom Brady just came back. So what does that do to his card?
Well, right now for the Brady cards, it hasn't done too much yet.
Okay.
It kind of depends on what kind of season he has, but it's Tom Brady. His cards are always going to keep going up. It's really unfortunate that he came back.
At least he's staying in the NFC, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, no, seriously, you're totally right, because in my opinion, AFC is so stacked with...
Well,
so
don't you look at it like Tom was like, you know what? It's Aaron. Maybe the Rams come back. I got just as good a shot to go back there next year. And his trend is like miss the playoffs, win the Super Bowl, or lose in the playoffs, win the Super Bowl, lose in the playoffs, win the Super Bowl. And the trend is showing that he would win the Super Bowl next year.
Right. I mean, especially in the NFC. I mean, unfortunately for the Green Bay Packers, they seem to always choke during the playoffs, which I'm not quite sure why, but Yep, the Bucks definitely.
Is that an Aaron Rodgers thing? I mean, I know I have to ask it. People throw me under the bus whenever I bring it up, but the Packers do choke in the playoffs.
Well, Aaron just doesn't play well in the playoffs.
Never.
Almost like Jimmy Garoppolo kind of thing. But yeah, the Bucks definitely is probably the top three seed team in the NFC. And yeah, he definitely has a chance.
Ken, when you look at cards, what is it about the value? Because you look at them at the end of the day, they can look different. Some of them can look extremely shiny and awesome, and they're worth nothing. Some can be very plain, and there's hardly anything into it, and then they can be worth something. What is it that you're looking for when you look at cards?
Well, there's different types of sets out there, and it goes from anywhere from one box that only has 8 cards in it for $5,000, or there's sets that's out there that there's 40 cards and it's only $55 a box. And so you just have to pick and choose. The ones that I usually go after is the higher tier sets, and that's where the most value in the cards.
Wow, it's so much to pay attention to that you constantly. But you've been collecting all your life, pretty much, right?
Yeah,
so you just learned that trade. And what have you seen in the industry? Have you seen good positive signs the last couple of months or so, or what do you think?
Well,
from the card side.
Well, from what I'm seeing right now, the hobby is a little bit down right now, and I think it's due to the economy.
Mm.
But from what I'm seeing. The hobby, there's a lot of new collectors are still coming in, and so the hobby is still doing really well. But right now, what you asked me earlier, John Morant stuff is really, really hot. Steph Curry's, his cards are going skyrocketed as well. And for quarterbacks in NFL, the new rookies, the Mac Jones, Trey Lance, even Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, those cards are actually gaining value right now, too.
Any kind of cards of those guys? Or, like any basic card, or are you looking at, like, they got to have some kind of specialness about those cards?
It does. You're looking for the ones that's numbered cards. Even all the cards has numbers on the back, but there's serial numbers. So certain ones that you're looking for is out of 99, out of 25, out of 10. And there's cards that's out there that's 1 out of 1, meaning only one in existence. So
wow.
Those type of cards. I mean, for example, Joe Burrow card in the auction, it just sold for, I believe, $478,000.
Oh, my goodness. We need that card, Jaden. Write that down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, it was like 538.
Write that down, Jake.
And so it's insane.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah, it is.
I wish I could pull cards like that. I mean, I just never was able to do that. I don't think anyway.
Well, with sports cards, it's really like even the kids can play lotto. It's just like a lotto.
Yeah, and it's fun.
But with better odds.
Better odds, exactly. And you know what? I have thousands of cards, and I think about all the times we had trading those cards back and forth and collecting them. I wouldn't trade that for anything. So even if you come out of it and they're not worth that much, it was such a blast doing it.
Oh, it is fun. People enjoy it. People actually get addicted to ripping packs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the best, man. You're just going through that. I got it, need it, that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Hey, you mean like, you just never know which card that you can pull and could actually worth a good chunk of money.
Yeah, exactly, man. All right, Ken, anything else you need to get out there before we let you get out of here?
Well, right now, we just started doing, for the customers, every $15 that you guys spend, you guys get a raffle ticket.
Sweet.
And so there'll be a monthly drawing, so we started just doing that again. And hopefully here soon, we should be setting a date for the card show. It's going to be at the ranch here soon, at the Loveland. But I will let you guys know once we figure that date out. Quick shout out to my employee, Jace. It's his 25th birthday. So happy birthday, Jace.
Happy birthday to Jace. Actually, Jaden was talking about him today. Said you guys are in the know. Your staff is in the know. I mean, you guys are just killing it over there.
Yeah, it's good times.
Well, happy birthday, man. I want to try to get by there very, very soon, because when I stopped by last time, you were just moving into the new spot in Greeley. And I know you're pumped to get back to Greeley, so that was cool.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you this Saturday.
Yeah, man.
Hey, free pizza and drinks, man.
Free pizza and drinks, 5:30 to 9 o'clock this Saturday at No Limit Collectibles. If you know where Kate Tables is, and that bowl,
bowling alley.
The bowling alley.
Highland
Bowling Alley. Check it out. Great time there. Love what you guys do. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me on, man.
All right, 12:53 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. Now you got the CU negative fans coming out saying it's time to move on from Tad Boyle. It's just crazy to me. We'll talk about that next. Okay.
With a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.